Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. We're having a great visit. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way, in case you just tuned in and just got off the bus and you didn't know where you were. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Walter Keisha. Walter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy, former director of the Harvard Business Review. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Walter is one of our top strategy guys. Walter, what about rules? What about rules that we can use to empower our employees? Because this is one of the things that every small business owner has got to needs to do a better job of. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror when I say this. We got to learn how to delegate better. But delegation is not just saying here you do this. There needs to be a little more structure around it, doesn't there?
There does indeed. And one of the things that you take away from, say, this book on six simple rules, one of the rules actually is increase the total quantity of power in your organization. That means empowering, yes, your employees. We were talking about the importance of being in touch with your customers. Well, of course, it's your employees who probably are best in touch with your customers. They're dealing with them day to day. But you've got to give them the autonomy to listen to what the customers are saying, to think about what solutions we might provide, but also to bring that information back to management. I mean, just listening to your people and hearing what they have to say and being open to bad news are important things. But then, yeah, you've got to put some structures around that, and maybe structures is too hard a word, but...
When I think of structure, I'm just thinking of responsibility and authority.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, you need to give people authority commensurate with what you expect them to be able to do. But authority in modern organizations, of course, all isn't just, you know, confined to the role. It's also, you get authority in part because of the way that you deal with people that you don't have formal responsibility for, your ability to cooperate with them, your ability to integrate your operation with other people. And one of the principles from the Six Simple Rules books is you've got to reward what they call the integrators. Those are not necessarily the people with the formal coordinating position, but the ones who really can help people and do help put things together and reinforce the way that that people trust one another and then work across the different parts of the organization. But that involves giving them some autonomy and trusting them, but also then, if they've got people who are not willing to cooperate with one another, they got to be told to get on the bus or get off the bus. And you want to reward the ones who do exemplify that kind of autonomous.
Is that also a good way to start developing future managers, future stakeholders?
Absolutely.
Isn't that a good way to begin the process of seeing who can become leaders and who are going to always be followers?
Absolutely. But you also need to then make sure that the manager knows he's got responsibility for developing those leaders. They set the example of, you know, a manager typically will have a real dilemma because he's got to get productivity out of his unit, but he may also be charged with developing his junior managers. But the junior managers, he knows that for higher productivity, you want to put somebody in the junior manager who's got the most experience in that area who will do it best. But to develop the junior manager, you've got to move him to an area where he doesn't necessarily have responsibility or haven't had prior experience. So working that balance, smart companies do things like saying to managers, well, you got to take this managerial development seriously. In fact, we're not going to let you be promoted unless you've developed two people who can replace you.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gives the manager back the autonomy.
That's real delegation, isn't it?
That's real delegation, but that'll really push him to wrestle with this dilemma. Well, I want the high productivity, but I also need to develop my people. So,
well, and it will also encourage someone who might see another person as a threat to them, it might see them then turn them around and see them as a lever to their own promotion.
Exactly so. I mean, how many times have you seen this bad situation of a manager sitting on a talented person because he's afraid that he's going to supplant them?
That's exactly right. It'll help them see them in a whole different light. Walter, good job today. Well done.
Lots of fun always talking to you, Jim, and I hope it's productive and helpful to your listeners.
It was. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will do, Jim. Go. Always a pleasure.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, Walter Keischer, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. Hey, folks, didn't I tell you we'd get smarter when Walter joined us? I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.